With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Farmers are used to adjusting for weather, but some are adjusting for climate change by planting a variety of crops, sowing cover crops, and leaving land unplowed. Many small farmers fear adjusting to climate change will add more regulations to their already declining bottom line. But others, like sixth-generation farmer Wade Dooley, says more erratic and extreme weather events related to climate change mean farmers need to adapt mitigation strategies.
So that we can keep operating, so that we can keep farming, so that this isn't a sixth-generation farm that stops after me. Because the weather's not going to stop. The climate is going to continue to change. We don't hit the brakes and stop things from happening. We just can slow them down and keep them from being horrible.
And some farmers and landowners are adapting conservation practices to reduce anticipated flood impacts. Katie Rock with the Center for Rural Affairs said when talking to farmers, it's increasingly clear many want to innovate on their farms to address climate change.
They've taken the initiative to add on-site solar power and make energy efficiency upgrades, and these changes have led to significant cost savings. And farmers and landowners, they also lead through conservation practices that can improve soil health.
And then there's Matt Russell with Interfaith Power and Light, who believes states that provide America's food are in a unique position to lead the conversation on climate change. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.